My mother, Ruby W. Barrage, the W stood for Winfrey, departed this life May 4th, 2022, 2 days before my 63rd birthday. Words cannot express the emotions that I feel right now. She was the breath that I breathed. She was my backbone, my greatest supporter. She told me I could do anything, anything in this world. And she believed that I could. So, as I sit here with my viewpoints this morning, I'm filled with extreme sadness that she is not going to accompany me physically on the next phases of my life. Entering into the next phase of my life without her deeply, deeply saddens me, because I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what it is to be without her in my life. I don't know how to actually take the next step without her. I know that I am required to continue to progress, but it just seems heavy steps to even imagine moving to the next step without my queen. She was my queen. And I know that now she is a spirit, she is an angel, and so she has probably a greater capacity to look after me in ways that I can't even imagine. It's hard to even visualize life without my mother. If you don't know my past, my mother and I experienced domestic violence. Well, my mother did, and I witnessed it. And so at the age of 17, we fled from Texas like fugitives in the middle of the night, just packing one suitcase and boarding an airplane from Texas to Washington State to begin another phase of our life. And actually, from that day forward, it was just she and I against the world. Yes, the two of us, we survived just insurmountable odds together. And so the strength that I have in life, the ability to survive in the midst of turmoil, I got that from my mother. I know I'm going to survive. I know that these trials come to make me stronger, but to imagine living this earthly life without my mom is just a thought that I can not even express. Words escape me at this moment to express how that thought feels in my heart. I know that I have my memories, they'll forever be before me. But to have to look to a memory instead of looking to her personally is a very sorrowful thought. So, as the title of this episode is, words cannot even express how I feel today. Words cannot even sum up how I feel about my mother. She was awesome. She still is awesome. She was incredible. She was strong. She was wise. A very spiritual Christian woman. She was just so much to many people. She was a mother, a grandmother, a godmother, a great-grandmother, a surrogate grandmother to so many. Mother Baraj, they called her. Grandmother Baraj, they called her. Grandmother Ruby, a Christmas baby born on December 25th. And with a beautiful name, the most precious stone, Ruby. She was named after her mother, Ruby, as well. So just a very special person all the way around. I don't want to say the words goodbye to her. I am sure that if I continue to live this Christian life that I now live, that I will see her again. But words cannot express how I feel. This has been Vicky's Viewpoints. Real talk from a real woman.